O.J. Simpson died this week at the age of 76 after a battle with prostate cancer that was planted on him by the LAPD.
That was actually a joke. That fit the definition, the formula. And it worked. You got a setup line and a punchline, and it was funny. That's very unusual on Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live told a joke on Saturday. I want to give them credit for it. Because it's so unusual. Wanted to let them know that we noticed because... And now the LAPD just made our TriCaster stop. Their music stopped right in the middle of the whole thing because I blame the LAPD, maybe the NSA. Hard to say. Well, happy Monday to you. We're off to a rousing start. Our first technical difficulty right in the opening thing there. I blame the Biden administration and the Democrats because they're... Did you see over the weekend? Now the Democrats are out of the closet again. How many closets... have they been in, Michael? I mean, honestly, the Democrats and closets, their relationship with closets, closets everywhere. They could open a store on Wisconsin Avenue. They should have, like, closets for everyone because they came out of the closet over the weekend. The Democrats, we know that they're pro-Hamas and anti-Israel, and they're pro-Hezbollah, the army of Allah. They're pro-Houthi rebels and anti-civilization and Suez Canal. And now they're pro-Ayatollah, the Ayatollah of rock and roll in Tehran. I like to say Tehran, sounds more authentic, you know. And the Ayatollahs are loving the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party, and that includes the majority of the news media, of course, because they're Democrats and they're not journalists at all. They're just, they pretend to be journalists on television and sometimes in print. But in reality, they're front groups for the Democrat Party. And now they're pro-Iran. Did you see the, and anti-Israel, they're really genocidal anti-Semites. The Democrat Party is going to start wearing armbands very soon with some sort of a symbol on their upper arm, just to let us know who they are in crowds, you know, before the rail spurs are built. The Democrat Party is completely off the rails. They're not only not on our side, when I say our side, generally what I mean, I've been talking about this for many years, how the Democrats are not on our side, certainly starting with Barack Obama and some before that, too. You know, the radical left was never on our side. And then Barack Obama came along, racist, leftist, radical, Alinskyite, commie lover, from Frank Marshall Davis to penitentiary face John Brennan. He loves commies and Van Jones, self-described commies. They love to surround themselves with commies. You know, my mother used to say you'll be judged by the company you keep. But when you enjoy information dominance, as the left does in the United States, you're not even judged by the company you keep, but the company that Barack Obama has kept throughout his lifetime. From Frank Marshall Davis, the card-carrying member of the Communist Party who was his mentor as a teen, to Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky, the radical leftist, anti-American, anti-capitalist. You know, to Van Jones. At least then a self-described communist. Now he's a multimillionaire. Probably still calls himself a communist in quiet moments. And then John Brennan, as CIA director, Communist Party voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate for the presidency of the United States. You know, and now, so you should be known, as my wise mother used to say, that by the company you keep. And when you're a Democrat, that all washes off because the New York Times gives you a tongue bath every day to clean off any scuff marks that might be on you. Remarkable stuff. But they came out over the weekend in favor of Iran and against Israel. Before they were in favor of Hamas, which is an Iran proxy, in favor of Hezbollah, an Iran proxy, and in favor of the Houthis in Yemen, an Iran proxy, because Iran is an extremely belligerent force in the world. And the Democrat Party, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, have given them billions and billions of dollars and freed up many billions more for the world's number one state sponsor of terror to carry out their genocidal crusade. And it is a crusade against Israel because to them, the crusades are still on. You know, to the Democrat Party, the Cold War is still on and they're fighting against us here at home in the new Cold War. While the jihadis are still waging crusades, and they are, the Democrat Party is still fighting the Cold War. And we're not doing very well against them at this particular moment in history, but we're still warming up. So we've got a lot to talk about because Iran attacked Israel with hundreds and hundreds of cruise missiles and drones, attack drones that are suicide drones. They just fly into things and kill people. And fortunately, because Western civilization is superior, Israel and the United States and France and allegedly even Jordan were able to shoot down more than 90% of the incoming attack vessels, missiles, rockets, drones, you know, the rockets' red glare and all that stuff. In this case, it's the rockets' green glare, I think, don't you? Because it's the Islamist jihad. It's the crusade. The crusades are still on. They want Jerusalem back. They never owned it, but they, you know, they have. They want Jerusalem back. They'd get long enough to build a temple, and then just been waging hostilities ever since. But never mind that. So the attack on Israel over the weekend, big deal, big deal, and the Democrats on the wrong side of this. A bunch of commies, meaning Democrats, were in Chicago over the weekend, using the Teamsters Union headquarters in Chicago, a hotbed of criminals and commies, you know, the leadership of the Teamsters, obviously not the rank and file of the Teamsters, but the leadership, they corrupted the union. It's a steady stream of money, and you know how the left loves a steady stream of other people's money that they then use to hang the capitalist. You know, it's the old line, the capitalist will sell you the rope with which to hang them. And the left has taken over the, you know, they take over foundations and unions because of the steady stream of money. You remember that Barack Obama met his terrorist pal in Chicago and his pals, and they're just neighbors. A couple of, oh, I'm not palling around with the commie revolutionaries here. No, no, they met while working at a foundation together, William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. Because the radical left takes over these foundations of rich people, and they love the line, the capitalist will sell you the rope with which to hang them. And then they use their own foundation money against capitalism and civilization and America. And they think it's cute. They giggle when they're sleeping on other people's 900-count sheets at night, or at least, you know, paid for by somebody else. So remarkable things over the weekend. These lefties in Chicago found out that Iran was attacking Israel, and they immediately started chanting in favor of Iran. And they are perfectly mainstream Democrats. Now, it should also be noted that these mainstream Democrats, they're lefties, they were plotting how they're going to create violence and riots at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer, which everyone's expecting anyway. But these commie leftists, mainstream Democrats, they're plotting their disruptions of the Democratic Convention in Chicago this year, which will allegedly nominate Joe Biden to be their nominee again because he's doing such a great job. A fun New York Times poll today that he's not doing such a great job. But remarkable stuff. And so these commies in Chicago using the Teamsters headquarters, plotting to create violence and riots and doubtless get people murdered at the Democrat Party convention in Chicago, bet your bottom dollar on it, people will die because the Democrats are here to create political violence. And the left murders people all over the world by the millions, but pay no attention to that. Pay no attention to the fact that they're here and they've taken over the Democrat Party and the media is completely in a lubricated sleeping bag with them. And they're the most corrupt institution in America, the American news media. But they're plotting the violence at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago when they learned that the jihadis, the Ayatollahs, were attacking the Jews, and they immediately started chanting in favor of murdering the Jews, killing our allies, and in support of the enemies of civilization from the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran down to the lowest level jihadi. That would give his own life to kill one Jew. And the Democrat Party is on their side. And there's a new New York Times poll out today that shows that fewer than one-third of Democrats, New York Times left-wing radical extremist corrupt people poll. New York Times poll shows that fewer than one-third of Democrats support Israel and support the United States providing assistance to Israel. Back in October, when the savages massacred and raped and dismembered all those innocent people, including at that concert, and kidnapped hundreds, and now, you know, all of them are apparently, you know, they've been raped to death or tortured to death because they're not returning anybody. And Joe Biden and the Democrats aren't making a sound about it. They're not making a peep about it. They could care less. It's only human life, as any good lefty will tell you. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And they like to make a lot of omelets. It's a very omelet-rich environment. Remarkable stuff. But the New York Times found that back in October, fewer than half of Democrats supported the U.S. providing assistance to Israel. Now fewer than a third of Democrats in the New York Times poll support providing aid to Israel, because the Democrat Party is becoming, they're becoming something, right? Like you know, Red Dragon. They are becoming, and what they're becoming, the world will not welcome, because these are not liberals. This is the left. They're not on our side. They're not on Israel's side. They're on Hamas's side. They're on Tehran's side. I got to tell you, when we heard that there were drones in the air from about 1,000 miles away headed toward Israel, and Iran had launched them, and it was clear that an attack was in the offing, an attack was coming, an attack on Israel. The first thing I texted, oh, this will be a good opportunity for the Democrats to show us that they're with Iran. And sure enough, bam, happened in no time at all. Remarkable stuff. So I've got a lot for you on that. And that's a big deal. The Democrat Party is a genocidal gang of leftists. They're not liberals. They're not Americans anymore. They're a violent, genocidal mob plotting to blow up the Democratic Convention in Chicago this summer when they were given the opportunity to stand up and support Iran attacking Israel, and they did just that. Just amazing. I was texting with my friend this morning, Matthew Foldy, on the Newsmax show, my Newsmax show, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And texted him, you know, the Democrat Party is to democracy what Al-Qaeda is to Islam. The Democratic Party is to democracy what Al-Qaeda is to Islam. Or it might work better saying the Islamic State, ISIS. You know, because they call themselves the Democratic Party, but they're not. And, you know, the Islamic State, which is a murderous gang of bloodthirsty savages, I don't think they are to Islam what they ought to be. They call themselves the Islamic State, but there it is. And so the Democratic Party is to democracy what ISIS is to Islam, what the Islamic State is to Islam. Remarkable stuff. Also, did you see the endorsements of revolutionary suicide? Revolutionary suicide. And there is audio of that, too, that the revolutionary suicide people, they suicide attacks, and I've been talking about the suicide attacks that the Democrats perpetrate generally against the police. Democrats have launched suicide attacks against Republican members of Congress on a baseball field. That was a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer named James Hodgkinson who shot Congressman Steve Scalise. And they've launched suicide attacks against U.S. Capitol Police, murdering U.S. Capitol Police officer Billy Evans, William Evans. No Capitol Police officers were killed on January 6th, but a suicide attacking black nationalist, Democrat, racist cop hater whipped into a murderous frenzy by the Democrat Party entirely murdered officer William Evans of the U.S. Capitol Police in a suicide attack. Democrat suicide attacks against police in New York City, in Dallas, Texas, at a Black Lives Matter rally, a massacre of police officers. That was a one-day story because our news media is that corrupt. And you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, you know? So we got that. Also, President Trump in court today in New York over what all the media are calling hush money. It's actually a non-disclosure agreement. Every network that is covering this and every newspaper that is covering this has forced their employees to sign non-disclosure agreements. And other, like women they've paid off, like in the case of Matt Lauer, to sign non-disclosure agreements because Matt Lauer groped them and sexually abused them and sexually assaulted them. Non-disclosure agreements everywhere at NBC News. But the Trump New York trial begins today. 34 counts. Stormy Daniels. Going to be 6,000 people in the jury pool. Probably take weeks just to seat a jury. Remarkable time. Many firsts surrounding this. And we are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Bam, 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 ba-dum, bam, bam. When do the Democrats become the party of jihad, of anti-Semitism, of armbands and genocide? When did the Democrat Party leave our team, leave our side? Speaking of which, we got another man running against girls in the high school, in a high school track meet, and it looked like they were like had their ankles tied together or something. This guy outran him. He's a football field ahead of them on the track going around. And the Democrats are for that, too, because of their mental illness. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Barry calling from Frederick, Maryland. Barry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, I think I can answer your question. I think the Democrat Party stopped being on our side when Barack Obama gave the Iranians $150 billion in 2015, including $1.3 billion in cash euros. And last year, Joe Biden gave them $6 billion in exchange for hostages. So pretty much we paid for those missiles heading towards Israel.
Yes, we did.
And the thing that frustrates me, is I watch TV the entire week and I'm glued to the TV. I never heard a Republican talking head make that connection. I think John Ratcliffe might have mentioned it on Maria Bartiromo's show, but Trump didn't mention it. None of his surrogates mentioned it. That should have been hammered down the American people's throat. As those missiles are flying, we paid for those. We paid for those. You paid for those. I paid for those. But never mentioned.
You are 100% right, Barry. The Republican Party's message machine continues to be a waste of space. Doesn't really take up any space. Doesn't waste a lot of space. Yeah, big goings-on in New York at one of these TV courthouses. You know, there was some TV show that was set in this courthouse, and we got another TV show set in the courthouse today. It's The Lynching of Donald Trump by the radical left. It's lawfare, combining law and warfare into lawfare, because the Democrat Party is not a bunch of liberals. They're a bunch of leftists, and they see power as something that is to be abused on behalf of the advancement of left-wing causes, which, you know, are transgender and pro-Hamas and pro-Iran. And they're just completely out in the open being pro-Ayatollah, because the Democrat Party is very, very unwell. And, boy, I got to tell you, there is an election this year. And if you're planning on voting Democrat, I would love to hear from you. And I'd just like to ask you, why? Is it the economy? Is it you want global war? Is that it? There was a funny tweet over the weekend when Iran had launched their attack with on Israel with the putting the drones in the air was the first wave. And I think it was Alex Jones who tweeted, oh, good, a world war. At long last, a world war. I'll look it up. At long last, a world war, because these are the only ones we win. Hey, it's a World War V. The Democrats, I mean, again, Barack Obama bombed more countries than any American president since World War II. And he has the Nobel Peace Prize at home. Because, as I like to point out, these people have no sense of irony. So I want to get to a lot of items on that, because it's all the Democrat Party. And as Barry just said, we, the American taxpayers, are paying for the weapons being fired by Iran at Israel. But to be more specific, as Barry was, the Democrat Party is responsible for providing tens of billions to Iran, giving them the wherewithal and the ability to fire on ships by way of the Houthi rebels out of Yemen, ships trying to get to the Suez Canal and up the Red Sea. That is being funded by Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the Democrat Party. Make no mistake about it. They're not on the side of civilization. They're not liberals. They're the left. It's a very different proposition. Remarkable stuff. But it's all funded by us and by the Democrats. And Joe Biden also took steps to make sure that Vladimir Putin would have enough oil money. They also freed up all the oil money for Iran and China buying their oil, because commies and Islamists, what's the difference, right? One gang of atheist, godless murderers, communist China, the biggest murderers in the history of the world. And then the radical Islamic jihadi murderers in Tehran and beyond. But it is the Democrats that are making sure they have the financial wherewithal to arm all of their bloodthirsty allies so that they can kill everybody. And, of course, the genocidal war against Israel. And in the meantime, I had another high school boy running as a high school girl and mopping the floor with the girls on the track and field events. And the Democrats applaud that because of their mental illness. One of their mental illnesses. Also, funny little story over the weekend. NCAA basketball star stunned to find out status of Joe Biden's memory during White House visit. Ought to get to that. Remarkable things. But the New York trial, the two big stories today, the Iranian attack on Israel and the Democrat Party now fully supporting Iran out of the closet, the left-wing radicals fully supporting Iran and their genocidal bloodlust against Israel. So we've got that. And then the big story, President Trump in New York as well. So those I want to update you on and talk to you about too. Yeah, and where do you hear these people out of Chicago who are mainstream white liberals wearing, some of them, Palestinian garb, and they say they're pro-Palestine. That means you're pro-genocide. You might as well be Hitler. That's why they called him Hitler. Just call him Hitler. Why not? It's it's one of those words that you just throw around these days like so many nickels and dimes. Remarkable stuff. Also, Ann Arbor, Michigan, the pro-Hamas mobs were out marching in Ann Arbor, Michigan over the weekend as well, University of Michigan. And they're accusing Israel and the United States of killing kids. It's the old like, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? They're too dumb to know what they're parroting. They just parrot what they're told because the Democrat Party wants to raise a generation of genocidal anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-Israel Democrats, and they're doing a pretty good job of that. From Harvard and Claudine Gay. How's Claudine Gay doing at Harvard? She's now making $900,000 a year to maybe teach a class and maybe not. If you send your kids to Harvard, thanks for nothing, I got to tell you. And you may remember Joe Biden back in 2020 telling us that Donald Trump was going to get us into a war with Iran. Over the weekend, U.S. fighter jets were shooting down Iranian drones that were targeting Israel, and the drones were sent with money that Joe Biden gave Iran, and they get away with this because our news media is that corrupt. Also, did a Jordanian princess get into a fighter jet and shoot down Iranian drones headed toward Israel, or did she not? Is it just propaganda? I'll try to sort that out. It's a little bit complicated, but we've got that going today as well. Remarkable stuff. Wah, wah, wah. And because Democrats run New York, this is a story that must be shared as well. The headline in the New York Post, and not the New York Times, is Brute, you know, there are these Democrats going around New York City punching women in the face. And they're all Democrats. And Democrats are trying, one guy, they're all African-American. Every single one that I've seen, African-American punching women in the face. And every woman they punch is a white woman. But it's not a hate crime. There are no hate crimes here because they're not wearing MAGA hats or yarmulkes. But they're black men, big, strong, you know, criminal, ex-convict, drug-addicted, mentally ill Democrats, but I repeat myself, that's pretty much the typical Democrat at this point, punching white women in the face. Everyone that has been arrested and or sought has been an African-American man punching white women in the face, but the news media is not covering it. It would be a hate crime. Now, just imagine you had a handful of white guys with MAGA hats walking around punching black women and only black women in the face on the streets and subways of New York, the sidewalks of New York. That would be a gigantic story, and no expense would be spared in finding these people. It would be worse than January 6th. Well, nothing's worse than January 6th. Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by Lieutenant Byrd for allegedly trespassing, but never mind that. Here's the headline, Brute, who slugged little girl in Grand Central, meaning Grand Central Station, the train station, was free after another attack days earlier. Colon. They love their colons. Cops. A cowardly brute is facing assault charges, but not hate crime charges. After police said he slugged a 9-year-old girl at Grand Central Terminal in an unprovoked attack on Saturday. Jean Carlos Zarzuela, 30, who was free without bail despite allegedly punching an elderly woman earlier this month, was hauled out of a Manhattan precinct in handcuffs on Sunday, that's yesterday, to face a court arraignment in the latest shocking attack, according to MTA police. At this point, it's not shocking anymore. It's appalling, but it's not shocking. Zarzuela is accused of approaching the girl, a Bronx resident, around 11:50 a.m. inside the historic terminal and punching her without warning. And here's a photograph of the guy, and he's got a beard, and he's a 30-year-old. And the girl was left dizzy and in pain and taken to NYU Langone Tisch Hospital. Got that Tisch Hospital. That's the Tisch family. Jewish people, they paid for the hospital for free. For nothing. Democrats hate that. They should probably end up burning it down. Zarzuela, who initially fled the scene after punching a little girl, is already facing assault charges for allegedly punching an elderly woman in the head on April 4th, according to court records. He was arraigned on assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment charges in that case, but released without bail by Manhattan Judge Lori Peterson, who is obviously a Democrat and a Biden supporter and an Obama supporter and a Hillary supporter and a crime supporter. Because she's a Democrat, more people get murdered. More Democrats, more murder. More Democrats, more little girls and old ladies being punched in the face by criminals that are put on the streets by Democrats. He was still on the streets when he punched the girl at Grand Central and was back in custody on Sunday. We should check, see if he's been let go yet by the Democrats. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said Sunday that Zarzuela was awaiting arraignment. Sure. Peterson, the judge, made headlines in 2020 when she released an accused looter who smashed an NYPD police officer in the head with a glass bong. A glass bong. You know, that's your device for smoking pot, which helps you think like a Democrat. That's remarkable stuff. So they just let the people go. They catch the police, catch the criminals, and then the Democrats put them back on the street because, you know, they like more crime. They're not on the side of the good people. Crazy man, crazy. Yeah. In the meantime, you know who they do put in prison? Well, let's look at the Colorado grandmother in her 70s who prayed at the Capitol after having a nice conversation with a U.S. Capitol police officer on January 6th. You can see photographs of her standing in the doorway having a pleasant conversation with a U.S. Capitol police officer who appears to be welcoming her into the Capitol. And now they're planning on putting the praying grandmother in jail. She's from Colorado. She came to Washington because, you know, politics and stuff. Colorado woman dubbed the January 6th, quote, praying grandma, end quote, convicted of Capitol riot misdemeanors, comma, Trump weighs in. Now, Trump rips possible prison time for J6 praying grandma, whose name is Rebecca Lavernes, Lavernes, L-A-V-R-E, Lavrenz, Lavrenz, I apologize, L-A-V-R-E-N-Z, Lavrenz. And a Colorado woman known on social media as the J6 praying grandma was convicted of 4 federal misdemeanor counts last week by an all-Democrat jury in Washington, D.C., which is a lynch mob that would let murderers go but put the praying grandma in jail for as long as they can. In connection with the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, could face up to a year in prison. A year in prison. Now, nobody was sentenced to a year in prison when they attacked the White House for 3 days in 2020 and set the Church of the Presidents on fire. That's arson. Nobody arrested for that. Nobody charged. Nobody went to trial. Rebecca Lavrenz, a 71-year-old great-grandmother who reportedly operates a bed and breakfast outside of Colorado Springs, Colorado, was convicted by a 12-member jury, as you might find, in Washington, D.C. on Thursday of entering and remaining in a restricted building, disorderly and disruptive conduct. There was no conduct of the kind. In a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building. It's 3 counts of the same thing. They just reiterated it to make it more counts. And I love this one, parading. We never arrest the people gluing themselves in traffic and disrupting rush hour for parading, but maybe we should arrest them for parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol. Now, wait a minute. You can't demonstrate in a Capitol? I think that's in the First Amendment about petitioning the government, isn't it? And free speech and political speech is especially protected. But left-wingers in Washington, D.C., a 12-member jury, a lot of them are probably, they probably have a criminal history themselves. Amazing. Sentencing is scheduled for August 12th, which is not this week. And Lavrenz reportedly could face up to a year in prison and fines of more than $200,000 plus legal fees. Plus legal fees. Because she was welcomed into the Capitol by a U.S. Capitol police officer. There's video. There are pictures. And in the crowd, she could be seen praying. She came to Washington, she said, for this event just to pray. She's a religious person. Democrats, not religious people, though they do love radical Islam. Lavrenz said, I didn't get into this for myself. I was there to stand up for my country. God led me to go there and into the building to stand up for my First Amendment rights to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But the left is here, and they'll put you in prison for exercising your First Amendment rights or your Second Amendment rights. Then they'll violate your Fourth Amendment rights. This is the left. They're not liberals. A grandmother, a small business owner who was there to pray, having a nice conversation with a police officer. The left is a lynch mob, just as they were in 1865. Anti-Israel protesters are blocking the roads into Chicago's O'Hare Airport right now. You should be allowed to run them over, don't you think? Should bring in a steamroller and come at them real slow like in Austin Powers. And if they stay there, then if they glued their hands to the road or something, then too bad, so sad. Time to move on. Somebody get the scraper out because Democrats are stuck to the road and now they really can't get up. Also, speaking of Democrats, a bishop in Australia, Sydney, Australia, Catholic bishop viciously stabbed during service on Sunday by a man yelling Allahu Akbar. Salman Rushdie was on 60 Minutes last night, too. He was stabbed by an Islamist in the eye and, a dozen times more than that. Let's grab a phone call. Then I've got a lot of crazy Democrat pro-jihad stuff to get to. Let's go to Ivan calling from Miramar Beach, Florida. Ivan, I'm sorry the clock is ticking on you, but I wanted to get you in here.
Yeah, a couple real quick things. Biden, the way he's prosecuting the war for Israel, he wants to have it both ways. They shot down some drones, but then they come out immediately and tell him they would not be for retaliation against Iran. Just shut up and take it. Just take it. And then real quick on the trans women, it seems to me that they've not lost their male proclivities. That now the National Organization of Women they hate so much, the misogyny, they're guilty of bullyism, the male dominance, white privilege, all these things that the National Organization of Women are against, they allow the transgenders to do that. Where's the equity for the women? All right, Chris, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Ivan. I think the real they like to complain what they describe as toxic masculinity, which is masculinity of any kind. And then they demand that toxic masculinity win all of the women's trophies. They're not well.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.